Linwood. They'll tell you what your gold, silver, and jewelry are really worth for free.
There's nothing better than being out on the water, and no one does it better than Argosy Cruises. For more than 60 years, Argosy has given you a front row seat to the best views of the Seattle area. Whether it's a murder mystery dinner cruise, a historical lunch cruise, a trip to Tillicum Village, or one of Argosy's live narrated cruises, when you take a trip aboard an Argosy boat, you'll experience a true Seattle original. Get nautical with Argosy Cruises and make it happen, Cap'n. Visit argosycruises.com.
State Farm Traffic Center, not good. Southbound 405, just after 70th, we have an accident blocking the two left lanes, causing a nasty backup out into Kirkland. It really is backed up to 132nd. You're going to see brake lights, though, out to the King Snohomish line. Northbound 405 through the S-curves is slow, so is northbound on I-5 from the middle of the Boeing Field to the Convention Center. Also, westbound I-90 from the midspan to I-5, a slow drive. Southbound I-5 backed up from 44th and Linwood all the way down through Shoreline. Coming up at 8:15 on the Bob Rivers Show, our friend comedian Billy Gardell, starring in the hit TV show Mike and Molly. State Farm proudly presents the all-new Traffic Divas Traffic Alerts for 2012. For free, personalized traffic text updates directly from me to you, text the word traffic to 52309. That's traffic to 52309, a service of your friends at State Farm.
Bob Rivers in the morning.
And the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
KJRFM HD1, Seattle.
95.7 KJR.
An iHeart radio station.
Aerosmith has a new album coming out November 6th. It's called Music from Another Dimension. Aerosmith will also be playing the iHeartRadio Music Festival in September, which you can only win tickets to right here on our Clear Channel stations in Seattle. That will also be broadcast. I got to ask our program director, John Peake, is it broadcast on KISS again?
Yes, it will be broadcast live on KISS FM.
This year I noticed that there are more rock acts. And it's a wider variety of acts. Last year it was very pop-oriented, although still a pretty good variety. This year, Aerosmith is actually playing. Last year, Steven Tyler did a thing with, like, the Family Stone and not his band. This year, he's done with American Idol. And Aerosmith wants to come back with a hot new album. So this past week, what day was it?
That was on Tuesday.
John Peake was at a big corporate shindig.
Very fancy.
Fancy stuff.
Yeah. Very fancy.
For the hoity-toities.
Shrimp as big as your hand.
The biggest shrimp I've ever seen.
While the hoi polloi stayed here and ran the transmitters and servers. But anyway, do you get the sense we would have liked to have been invited?
Are you catching this?
No.
He's shoveling it pretty heavy.
We like shrimp. It's good protein.
Yeah. So anyway, he comes back and he gets into his office and he says, Aerosmith played for us. They played for the Clear Channel meeting. Where was it?
It was in New York at the iHeart Radio Music Theater, and it was just for some managers from across the country.
So by the way, they renamed that. It used to be called Carnegie Hall. It's now the iHeart Radio Music Theater.
Sorry, Mr. Carnegie.
Who was Carnegie anyway? He didn't know anything about
business. You're the one who died, not me. I mean, come on.
So the iHeart Radio Music Theater, where is that? Is that next to Ed Sullivan? Where is that?
It used to be called Carnegie Hall.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was funny.
Thank you.
It's in Tribeca. In the city.
Okay.
Is the iHeart Radio City Music Hall now? Are we got that we there yet?
It's a great facility. It's beautiful and designed, you know, acoustically perfect.
So wait a minute, but we're still having the thing in Vegas because it's a bigger facility because we could have more people.
MGM Grand.
This room is a smaller theater, probably, you know, maybe 100 people. In this particular instance, we had 35 or 40 people in the room total.
Oh, man. For Aerosmith?
For Aerosmith. It's a small group of people.
Did anybody play besides Aerosmith?
No. They did, yeah. Taylor Swift played.
Oh, you just mentioned her like she's nobody.
Yeah, well,
it was the next day, so it wasn't the same day. This was
the next day. Taylor Swift came in.
Right.
And did these people give you a foot massage too? Because it sounds like they were.
No, they have those fish that eat the feet dead cells for you.
Well, that was a surprise. These guys didn't know Aerosmith was going to play.
It was during the middle of one of these sessions, one of these presentations, and there was discussion with a New York morning show about how to conduct interviews. What are good interviews on the radio? Which interviews work? What questions are effective questions? And the disc jockey who's based in New York, Elvis Duran, says, oh, well, the hardest interview I'll ever have to do is Steven Tyler. That guy doesn't answer questions. His head is always up in the clouds. I never know what he's talking about.
Which year did he try to interview Steven? Because it really makes a difference.
Yeah. And right at that moment, Steven Tyler and all of Aerosmith walked out on the stage.
Wow. And so there's a setup for, hey, how come his name isn't Elvis Duran Duran?
Nice. Boo.
Yeah, I know who he is. He's actually he's a nice big star.
Yeah,
he's our East Coast big star, right?
Yes.
Okay. So Aerosmith comes out on stage. Now, the guest performances on their new album, and I'm curious as to whether, obviously none of these people were there, but whether Aerosmith played any new songs. The guest performers on their new album include Johnny Depp, Carrie Underwood, and Julian Lennon. He sings harmony on a very Beatlesque song. Carrie Underwood sings with Steven on a song called Beautiful. It's Steven's favorite word, by the way. He uses that word a lot on American Idol. It's just sort of like his, mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
That's his catchphrase go-to.
She's a big star.
I heard that song. They did play Beautiful.
Okay. Carrie Underwood wasn't there.
No, she was not there. And they played it from CD.
Did they get some girl from the audience to sing?
No, they used the recording, the studio recording of it.
Oh, what do you mean?
They brought their five new songs with them on CD and said, here's the new songs, we're going to share them with you. So there was not a live performance. It was playing their music for us. And then after each song, they'd sort of tell the story about the song.
So everyone had to listen while they watched you, so you had to, like, have exaggerated, like,
fake the love. Wow.
This is awesome.
Dude, look like gravy. What? Is that what they're saying?
Mm-hmm. Is he just staring at you to make sure that you're liking it? That's awkward.
You were hearing the song with Carrie Underwood then. So you got to hear sneak preview of this whole thing.
Yes.
Johnny Depp, backup vocals on Freedom Fighter, a politically charged song, they say. What does that mean? Do you know?
No, did not play that song.
Okay, guitarist Joe Perry says the song may not make the final album. But if it doesn't, it's probably a song Joe likes. It'll be included in the deluxe version.
Right.
In other words, can we squeeze some more money from our fans version?
That's with a Happy Meal at Burger King, I think, the deluxe version.
A former Aerosmith guitarist, Rick Dufay, will play on the cover of the Temptation song Shaky Ground. I think there was a period of time where Steven ditched his band and did an Aerosmith album without Aerosmith. Do you remember that?
Well, that's when the Joe Perry Project was out and about and doing things, and the band officially had broken up. And Steven says, well, I'm Aerosmith. You go be the Joe Perry Project all you want, but I'm Aerosmith.
Right.
And he had other musicians playing with him. And they all realized the idiocy of that move.
Yeah, and I think Rick Dufay was that guitarist, 1981 to 1984. No, I'm sorry, I'm wrong. He was rhythm guitar while Brad Whitford was out of the band from 81 to 84.
No kidding.
Why was Brad out of the band?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Rehab?
I don't know. But Jody has a philosophy that she didn't share on the air, that anyone who's a big star should dump the rest of the band anytime they ask them.
Right. That's what she said. Otherwise, there'd be regrets.
She's laughing because I believe that's an exact quote.
Resentment, she said. Spit came out of resentment.
I did say that, but there was obviously some context to it.
And amongst people we won't mention.
Yeah, of course not.
You're right about drug rehab, by the way. Well, that had a lot to do with why Brad was out of the band,
All right.
Wild guess.
What'd you want to say?
I know, really.
No, I was going to say alcohol abuse.
And the other guys, they just refused to go at that point, right? I mean, the early 80s, I think all of Aerosmith was pretty toxic, weren't they still at that point?
Yeah.
Yes.
In fact,
their album Done With Mirrors was about that time, wasn't it?
Yes. Well, that was a play on words.
You think?
All of this is Done With Mirrors, like it's an illusion, or we're done with mirrors, we're done using cocaine and all of that. It meant both things at the time because they couldn't quite decide. So this will be an interesting album.
They've gotten back together with songwriter Diane Warren. If you remember Diane Warren, she's written probably more number one hits than any pop songwriter of all time.
Right.
Don't Want to Miss a Thing was probably the last number one record she wrote for Aerosmith.
And the thing about Aerosmith's music today, Those of us who like the classic Aerosmith probably won't like it because it's made for an American Idol audience. It's made for a Burger King
chicken fingers audience.
I would say that this record, based on the five songs that I heard on this record, it's sort of a fusion of Toys in the Attic and the more contemporary Aerosmith sound. It blends those two together.
Trying to be all things to all people.
Absolutely.
That always works well in any thing.
They mentioned that this record has a little bit for everyone.
That's perfect.
Better than mentioning that this record is only for a handful of people, and everybody else is going to despise it. So here we go. Everyone enjoy.
Who's the best solo act or band member who ditched all their friends in the history of rock and roll?
Sammy Hagar.
Who did he ditch?
Montrose. Then he joined Van Halen and ditched them too. So, I mean, Sammy's probably had the best solo career of anybody who really
can't hold
blew
a steady relationship. Yes. Era.
How about Sting?
Sting, better example.
Better, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Should he have stayed with the Police?
No.
I'm not going to ask you to out your friends, but
I think Peter Gabriel. Gabriel's another one.
Right?
Yeah. Gabriel probably better than Sting so much because. Genesis had a wonderful solo career, or a wonderful continued career without Gabriel.
Rod Stewart.
Phil Collins stepped in brilliantly. Rod Stewart ditched Faces and Small Faces. And Rod Stewart was not ditching
weak musicians there, by the way.
But then again, Rod Stewart was always his own entity. He moved through bands as a vocalist. He was always
like a rabbit
Rod
through
Stewart,
a snake.
Very much so. That lump thing. Yeah. The golden years, they call it, as the rabbit moves through the snake. The Police were different because the Police didn't exist without Sting. Whereas Genesis went on to other things, you know, went on to other things as these other artists left. But you're right, Sting's probably the best example of ditching the guys.
Did you like the Aerosmith songs?
No, you can't be honest.
I will say that I like them a lot, yes.
You like them all a lot. And you like the Free Trip, and you like that.
You like the Shrimp?
If you like the record, am I clear?
Incidental.
If you like the Shrimp, you like the record.
And you know, let's face it, that Steven Tyler's an interesting, colorful character. So he had a lot to say.
Steven Tyler used American Idol like his biatch. That was brilliant.
Oh, really? As opposed to went on for a couple of years, ratings sagged, and then they ditched his ass?
Okay, except Steven Tyler now is a household name to every kid under 30 in America, which wasn't the case before American Idol.
True.
He used American Idol like his bitch.
True.
He made multi-million dollars to promote himself and his band, got paid $20 million plus over 2 years to promote himself and his band.
If you're all about money.
Hey, I'm just saying he used them.
Texters are pointing out.
I don't think it was good for his music career, by the way.
George Michael ditched that other guy from Wham.
Yeah. Okay.
Paul Simon ditched Garfunkel.
Yeah.
Linda Ronstadt.
Gladys Knight ditched the Pips. Ozzy Osbourne. Stone Ponies
was her band, right?
Oh, good.
Yeah, the Stone Ponies. How far would that have gone?
Weren't the Eagles like Linda Ronstadt's backup band, or is that just urban legend?
A lot of the same players.
Okay. Yeah.
Great musician.
A lot of those guys get together, like Graham Nash. You could say he ditched the Hollies. You could say, you know, Neil Young ditched Buffalo Springfield, but really what they did was they all combined.
Right.
Clapton, somebody's pointing out. Michael Jackson ditched his whole family. Probably the best
even
move.
In death.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
By the way, I saw more about that last night with Catherine, the grandma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And apparently it was one of the Jacksons who is contesting the will. I forget his name. It's like Rufus or Rupert
Reedy?
Or something.
Rufus. That's correct.
Is it Rufus? No, I don't know.
That whole thing is a mess. I'm glad that we don't have to talk about it anymore because it's so confusing that I can't even get it right.
Well, one of them is trying to challenge the will, and she went away to a spa. And he basically confused all the issues and said that they, you know, you got me reading
kidnapping the
tabloids,
right?
Now.
It was abduction.
I have a TMZ and a New York Post app on my phone, and it's a great way to catch up.
TMZ's no joke. They get it right.
So, but I thought about that, and I thought, I feel a little sorry, more than I already did, for Michael Jackson's kids. I already felt actually a lot sorry, but I've added a little helping on top, a little whipped cream of sorry on top of that, because it just occurred to me that for their whole lives, they'll be in court trying to keep people from taking away Michael Jackson's money, even after grandma's gone. She's in her 80s.
Right.
It was Tito's daughter that talked yesterday to the Inside Edition, Tanae Jackson, and she was basically trashing grandma.
Yeah.
Tito's daughter? Who cares what she...
Really?
Inside Edition.
Good God.
Yeah. As close as they could get with Tito's daughter.
They'll do anything for
Tito's
$6,000.
Daughter, fine. Give me Tito's daughter.
By the way, I like to think we'd turn down that interview.
Yes,
but I could just hear Pedro encouraging me to take.
No.
Trust me.
We wouldn't even talk to Rebby at this point.
My PD just told me that.
It's 8:15. Billy Gardell is on the phone, one of our favorite comedians of all time, and his show... hold on a second. Yeah. Mike and Molly is just a monstrous smash, and he remains the humble star who's grateful and always just a nice guy. The Emmy-winning hit, Mike and Molly, that's what you call it now. One of the absolute best up stand-up comedians in the business is going to be at the Emerald Queen Casino. That's right. If you like seeing him on TV, you will love him live on stage at the Emerald Queen Showroom Friday, August 10th for one show only at 8:30 p.m. Link up to ticket info at bobrivers.com, and you can also grab them directly from the EQC box office. Billy Gardell, welcome back to the Bob Rivers Show. How are you, sir?
Yeah, you just did all the work. I don't even know why I called. That was fantastic.
Yeah, my job is to sell you a few tickets and then try not to talk about the show at all with you. You know how the interview thing works.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm excellent, excellent.
Life is good. Now, you, of course, it has to come up in the interview. You know, you have lost 50 pounds.
Everything hurts.
Everything? What do you mean everything hurts?
Well, everything. Everything hurts. When you start exercising, you start uncovering what it was you were just laying around coating with pizza. and now everything is loose and rattles and cracks and snaps. But I'm finally starting to come through that side of the woods. The first 30 was easy. That second 20 was absolutely brutal.
Right.
And after a year and a half, I can almost get to the point now where I don't swear at myself on the way to the gym.
Really? You look forward to it? No, not quite.
I'm just not cursing it. I'm not looking forward to it yet, right. But I'm not cursing it.
All right.
Like for a year, I was like, God, I hate it. This is stupid. So now it's just like it's a quiet mumble. So I think I'm slowly turning the corner. You know?
Now, I think a lot of people can relate to you, Billy, and you've been very open and honest about this. So for the years that we've talked to you, one of the things is your show. You never want to do anything that would change the character of the show. And the other thing is that you did tell us last time, you were just getting started last time we talked, that you wanted to do this. May I ask? Was it at the urging of CBS? I know they helped.
No. I was a little gassed. I'll be honest with you. I was a little gassed at the end of the first season. You know, I didn't realize that. You know, there's just a lot to this when you're doing it every day at my weight. You know. I think they caught me gassing a little bit. Like I just looked tired. I looked like I wasn't sleeping. I mean, and it is a round the clock thing between. You know, and I'm not complaining, dude. I mean, I could be ripping out windows with my brother. I know what real work is, too. I'm just saying.
That's what we love about you.
There's a lot of mental crap that goes with this. A lot of talking, a lot of blah, blah, a lot of be here. You know, someone's pulling on you every minute. And it was wearing me a little bit.
I hear you, my brother.
So, yeah, you know.
But I can't complain. If you complain, it makes you sound like you don't want to do the real work.
I know, but I'm not complaining, but there are days where I can't stand the sound of my own voice, even in my head. Like, even in my head, I'm like, stop talking, stop thinking, shut up. So, I was going to say the owner of the club. How long have I been a comic?
The owner of CBS's club, Les Moonves.
He might be connected. I'm not going to say a bad word.
The creator of the show, Mark Roberts, said, listen, buddy, I just want you to be healthy. He goes, I'd be happy to have the studio put a trainer on the payroll that you could go see 3 times a week, and we'll put a nutritionist on there, make sure you're getting the right vitamins. And I thought about it for a day or two, and I said, you know, do you expect me to go all skinny? And he goes, no. He goes, I just want you to be healthy. He goes, the strength up. If you drop a few pounds, it's just going to be great for the character because maybe you can inspire a few people. He goes, and when you gain, he goes, I just want you to be honest with me. So if you drop a few, but then you gain a few, let us know, and we're going to write that in because that's a very real journey.
So they've
been incredibly cool about it, man, incredibly cool.
So you're doing 3 hours a week, Billy? Do you go 1 hour a day, 3 times a week?
Yeah, I go 1 hour a day, 3 times a week to the trainer, and I just started doing cardio on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Okay. On your own?
On my own. Man, I almost dropped a bad one.
Five days.
Do you have your friend on that button there, Bob?
Yeah, he's ready with the button. Just relax. Don't worry about it. We want you to be happy and healthy.
I started in January 2 days a week, and I haven't lost.
I told you, it's a quiet mumble.
All right. Joe wanted to ask you something, by the way. Joe also, with the weight, has started in January, but he hasn't lost weight because he finds the exercise makes him hungry. Does that happen to you, too?
Well, here's the little game I've been playing with myself for about 6 weeks. When you work out, you discover you can eat whatever you want, and you'll stay even.
Right.
So I've been playing the even Steven game for about 6 weeks.
Right. I've been playing it for 6 months. That's the problem.
Yeah. Yeah. So I got to refocus on my food, man. You know, and the trainer I have is this crazy little Romanian. It looks like this. He's like, yes, okay, you have something fat. Burning bad fuel. You are a disgrace. But that's okay.
That's your trainer? Wow.
You're a disgrace.
Yeah. Well, I love him. It's like being trained by Drago on Rocky IV. But he always says, all joking aside, he said, it's 80% of what you eat, man. It's 80% of what you eat. And I'm finally learning that, you know. And I grew up in a house where it was like, you know, we had a bad day. Let's eat. We had a good day. Let's eat.
Let's eat.
Yeah,
me too.
I grew up the oldest of 8 kids, and it was like, I better eat it before someone else grabs it.
My brother would clean my plate
and
for
and
me.
So
yeah.
We all grew up in the same, you know, finish what's on your plate or people in South America are going to starve. You know, I don't know how they even got the leftovers. I don't know how that was even.
So you're doing great. I heard you only want to lose another 30. You don't want to get skinny.
No, I want to lose another 50.
50.
And that would put me right at about 260.
Right.
And I'm fine with that.
You can still play.
I don't mind being a big fella. Yeah, dude. I want to look healthy and big. You know, I have a thing about this is my personal thing, but I think it's freakish when really big people get really skinny because their head stays giant. that's like my greatest fear is to be walking around like all thin and shaved, like and then it looks like someone hit your head with a helium balloon.
Like your own bobblehead doll, yeah.
Yeah, dude, you are a human bobblehead. Is exactly right.
All right, Billy, I want to ask you about a couple other things going on with you. A couple of things. First off, you're raising a son in L.A., right?
Yes.
He's almost 10.
Yes.
Which means you got to be there for his gang initiation or whatever else is coming. I mean, is it?
Yeah. Last week we had a teardrop put on the side of his face.
Oh, that's sweet.
Very nice. No, man, I've been real careful about letting him know that this is just a job. I do is a job, period. It's what I do. It's not who I am. Who I am is your father. And that doesn't entitle us to anything special. We still got to work for everything. And, you know, I'm real careful about that, man. And I'm trying to be as much of a part of his life as I can be. And then eventually in his teenage years, he will let me be, you know.
Right, right. That's so neat. And you, I heard, had an honor recently. You were on the cover of a magazine. And is this from Pittsburgh?
It's Swirl Magazine. You made the cover of your hometown.
My hometown magazine. Yeah. You know, I don't keep a lot of clippings, but I actually kept that one because I literally came out of an alley by a dumpster in Pittsburgh to where I'm at now. So anytime my hometown recognizes me, I love it. And what's really great is when I go home and they say, you know what, you're doing a good job representing us. You're not embarrassing us.
That's very nice.
That means a lot to me, you know.
And in Pittsburgh, would you say you got your work ethic from Pittsburgh?
Definitely. Yeah. I learned to work, man. That's the first thing they ask you even if you go to the bar. You sit down next to a guy, are you working? I mean, that's what we do. We just go to work, and we go to work no matter what, and that's the deal. And I'm glad I learned that, you know. I think we're in the generation coming behind us is kind of a pay-me-work-later generation, and I think that's what we're missing, you know. Nobody wants to put the time anymore. I'm glad I learned what I learned up there.
Billy Gardell, Mike and Molly.
How's your boy doing, by the way? How's his comedy going?
I didn't want to. Well, he's doing great. He's still working full time, as you know, 3.5 years into it.
That's how it works, man. I don't think. I think it took me about 4 before I was completely self-sufficient.
He's self-sufficient. He has been for a year and a half. He's got a Toyota Corolla with 80,000 miles on it now. He drives.
My man.
He drives all over the country for $100. You know how that works. Just get the ass.
Yes, I do. That's exactly what I did.
He hasn't gone to the bathroom in anything other than a fast food restaurant in over 2 years.
He uses all his Wi-Fi is free. But what I was going to ask you, and I shouldn't bother you. I shouldn't waste your time. But
well, go ahead. What?
Nobody. I mean, he's a good middle act. He's got a good 30. but he has nobody he knows on the East Coast, and my whole family's back on the East Coast, and he wants to go to the East Coast and work. How does he get into a club in an area that, like in the Northwest, they all know each other's clubs. That's how it is. It's kind of a network. How does he get started in a foreign land?
Well, it's, you know, in the old days, you'd drive through a town and you'd say, hey, I'd like to come audition for you, like on a Wednesday or my off night. The club owner would say, yeah, come on in and we'll take a look at you. But those days are gone because a lot of it's become pretty corporate between the improvs and the funny bones. And now it's like most of it's booked out of, you know, the funny bones are booked out of mainly St. Louis and Ohio. And then the improvs nationwide are out of L.A. So my suggestion would be for him to call and send a tape, like a tape of him to the improv and say, I'm trying to get booked in a few other places out in the improv. I'd be happy to make a call for him at the improv, man.
Yeah, and especially since you've never seen him. That would be great. That would carry a lot of weight.
I don't think you're going to burn me down. I got to trust.
No, he's actually...
at least this way you don't have to lie.
By the way, I didn't ask you a couple of years ago. You know what I'm saying.
I totally know what you're saying, and you were doing him a favor by not.
Yeah, early on he would say, like, can you help me? And I would be like, no, you could be on my show where we'll make fun of you trying to be a comedian.
I miss those days.
Yeah, but he opened for Richard Lewis last year and had a crowd of 1,000 laughing in stitches. Yeah, he's doing okay. So thank you for asking.
Why don't we do this? When I come up there, I'll have my opener do 15, and he can do a 10-minute spot after him, and then I'll come out and close the show.
Are you talking the Emerald Queen Casino? You are kidding, right?
No, I'm not kidding. We'll let him do a guest set.
Well, if Bob's too embarrassed to take the up on that, I will. I'll tell Andrew to get his ass down.
No, are you kidding? He's wetting his pants right now. That'd be fantastic.
Where is Spike? I have not heard from Spike.
Hey, brother. Yeah. I'm just sitting
here. Are you ignoring me?
No, buddy. It's going so well with Bob. I'm just smiling. I'm so proud of you.
Make sure you're in there. That's...
Well, let me tell you what happened to me about a month ago. I had a little heart pain.
Oh.
And 2 weeks ago, they found out that I had 100% blockage in my artery. Seven in the other two. I got 5 stents put in 2 weeks ago yesterday.
I thought you said 3 stents.
5 stents, 3 arteries.
Oh, my God, buddy.
I was literally, I'm the guy who had a time bomb in his chest. So when you tell me that you're working your ass off and drop 50 pounds, it means a lot to me because I know you and I know what a great heart you have.
I don't
tell you the story to get more loving emails.
No, it's good to hear, brother. It's good. Now, did you feel anything before you went in? Did you?
Yeah.
Like, was there signs?
I had a little ache in my jaw and in my arms. I had a little puffiness in my hands, but it came a couple of times and went away quick. And I got to credit my family for making me go get checked.
And they were on it, right? Yeah.
Very much so.
Shit in it, right? Nah, that'll go away. Let me shake my hand. I'll put a cold one in my hand. That'll make it feel better.
Right. I'm telling you. But what's the status on Mike and Molly? How's the show? Where are we at?
We're all good. We're all rocking and rolling. And listen, I'm glad you're okay, man. And I'm glad you're all right. And I'm happy for your family made you go there because that's what it would take to get me in there, too.
No, I hear you, buddy.
You got a good group. We're all good, buddy. All good. We're coming back next year. We premiere September 24th, same time. And same channel, and that's all going to be good. And I'm really excited. Melissa got nominated for an Emmy again this year.
Beautiful.
And the cast is excited to get back and get together and get to work and then see what's next. And, you know, we're going to be fine, I think. And I want to thank all the Mike and Molly viewers. Also, I want to invite you out to the Emerald Casino. We're going to have a blast. And thank you for making our show a hit, and thank you for giving me a job. Now, back to your kid, Rivers. Let's bring him out and have him do 10 minutes.
That you are a saint. That is amazing. All right.
Well, let's do that. Well, my buddy Joe O'Connell, I'll have him do 15. I'll have your boy do 10, and then I'll come close the show.
That's fine. And your buddy will be okay with that.
Well, he works for me. He better be.
I love you, buddy.
That's that East Coast work ethic right there.
No, he will, man. He's a good guy, too, man. And we'll make him feel real welcome and then let him get his feet on the boards for a little while.
All right. Billy Gardell. Billy, always the best. And EQC, Friday, August 10th, 8:30 p.m. Be there. Get some tickets. And Mike and Molly, of course, just a monstrous, unstoppable train of a hit. Billy, thank you very much. Can I put you on hold?
Yeah, put me on hold because I want to give you the cell number. Absolutely.
All right, here we go. And then he'll pick up and go, I was just kidding. No.
And I got to tell you, man, we've known him for 7 years now. I think we've known Billy.
Yeah.
His stand-up is not to be believed. I mean, not to be believed.
Yeah. You came back from Ireland and said,
I fell in love.
Look out for this guy.
I'm telling
he came
you.
And said, this guy is going to be a monstrous star. And he's been talking about him since 5-6 years ago.
It's been close to it was 05, first time I met Billy.
You better make sure that Andrew doesn't have anything on his schedule.
Andrew better clear his
Andrew
schedule.
Will cancel whatever he has.
What does he have on his schedule?
I don't know, but can we call him today and just give him the news on the
he's
air?
He's doing 18 minutes of clam strips. I know that. That's what it's not.
Come on, let's do that. Let's call him on the air.
Clam strips with a K?
Clam strips with a K. Yeah. That's what makes it funny.
Uh-huh. It's funny. His schedule, I know his schedule is open because I wanted my sister to come see him while she's in town. And he's been working every single weekend for like a year, and he has a couple weekends off. So.
Oh, good. Okay.
Let's not leave Billy on hold too long. He's a big star. Come on.
Oh, no. He's talking to Eric. We're good. All right. Thank you, folks. That was nice that he asked. I was not going to bring it up.
That was very nice.
On the show on Wednesday, Roger Fisher, founding member of Heart. I have an idea about Roger, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. Also, Peter Jackson just made a very significant announcement for fans of The Hobbit.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show
on 95.7
KJR. Introducing My Three Songs.
Hey, it's Lori Bradley. Got three songs you'd like to hear? Text me at 52309 and join me for My Three Songs weekdays at noon here on 95.7 KJR.
Wow, that's unbelievable. Billy Gardell has lost 50 pounds. You know, if you're a person who's kind of watching your weight and you're looking for a place to still eat out and get some great food, Applebee's is a real, real weight-friendly spot. They've got all kinds of food, but they actually work with Weight Watchers. They've got a Weight Watchers menu that is endorsed by Weight Watchers, and you can count the points. Grilled jalapeno lime shrimp, 8 points. Creamy Parmesan chicken, 12 points. Cabernet mushroom sirloin, 12 points. Like they say, eating right never tasted so good. In addition to the Weight Watchers menu, plenty of other entrees under 550 calories. Stuff like the Asian shrimp broccoli, sizzling chili lime chicken, grilled Dijon chicken and portobellos. All very tasty food, by the way, very reasonably priced. A lot of these entrees under $10 and under 550 calories at every Applebee's in the Puget Sound area, and there's a bunch of them.
If you've been waiting for the best-tasting corn of the season, you'll find it right now at Fred Meyer. We've got Olathe sweet bicolor corn arriving fresh from the town of Olathe, Colorado every day. Located at the foot of the Rocky Mountains, Olathe has a unique climate that's ideal for growing sweet corn. Thanks in part to the cool nights that increase the plant's natural sugars. And because Olathe sweet corn is actually hand-picked, our growers can harvest the crop a few days earlier than machine-harvested corn, which keeps the kernels at their most tender and sweet. Stop by your neighborhood Fred Meyer soon if you want to try Olathe sweet corn for yourself. Right now you can pick up 10 ears for just $3. But hurry, the growing season is short and will only be available for a few weeks. What's on your list today? You'll find it at Fred Meyer.
Also, if you're looking for an easy, delicious dinner, try our new savory, fresh roasted chicken in the deli. Our chicken is guaranteed hot and fresh between 11 and 7 every day and is always just $5.99.
12 Moons Asian Bistro is a dining experience you'll never forget. Snoqualmie Casino is proud to announce our newest addition, 12 Moons Asian Bistro, the Northwest's newest and finest dining experience, now open. 12 Moons Asian Bistro has taken the best flavors of East Asian cuisine along with the freshest of ingredients designed to ignite your palate. 12 Moons has customized the menu, orchestrated with the freshest sushi, udon, pho, and features an open flame robotic grill. The grand opening of 12 Moons Asian Bistro, now open. 12 Moons is an experience all will enjoy. Featuring lunch, dinner, and a late night menu at Snoqualmie Casino, seating large and intimate parties comfortably, plus a view second to none. Snoqualmie Casino has it all. We're located just off the 90 East at exit 27. Snoqualmie Casino. Now that's entertainment.
Where are you right now? On a train with a laptop? It's not a train anymore. It's a movie theater. Or are you on a bus? That bus is now a sports bar. Maybe you're in your living room with your television. That television is now your phone.
There you are.
Are you standing in the kitchen with your smartphone? That smartphone is now your remote control. And it's a light switch. Or are you at the park with your tablet? That tablet is where you answer your home phone. And it's where you watch The Office. This is you, connected to everything and everyone, from everywhere, with Xfinity. This is how we think of things. This is easy. This is simple. This is awesome. Xfinity, the future of awesome.
At University of Phoenix, we don't only help you earn your degree, we also help give you the tools for success in your career. That's why we partner with over 1,200 companies like Adobe, helping us ensure that our curriculum teaches you the skills you need to be competitive in today's job market. We actively work to provide you the tools to launch a career with top industry leaders. See why thousands of working students depend on us to help them in their careers. Visit phoenix.edu/nextleaders.
Tonight at the Olympics, reigning world champion Jordan Weaver leads Team USA toward gold in gymnastics. Then, Michael Phelps continues his chase toward history as he races for gold.
Michael Phelps, once again, making it look easy.
The London Olympic Games, tonight in primetime, 8, 7 Central on NBC.
Tonight starting at 8 p.m. only on King 5, the home team.
Major Moisture reporting for duty. Moisture, mold, mildew, seize the bathroom, storm the kitchen, attack the valuables, leave nothing untouched. Musty odors, cover the closet, the bedroom, the laundry room, under the sink. Attack!
Don't let Major Moisture and his army of effects destroy your home. Attack Moisture with Moisture's natural enemy, Everdry. Bye-bye, mold. Goodbye, mildew. No more musty odors.
Dehumidifiers available at Everdry.com.
Do, re, mi. Oh, hi. Maybe I'm preaching to the choir here, but as a choir teacher, I'm singing the praises of the Target debit card. It saves you an extra 5% off Target's great everyday prices. Backpacks, 5% off. Pencils, 5% off. New shoes, 5% off. It's how to save on school stuff to the tune of 5% off.
The Target debit red card links to your existing checking account. Plus, you get free shipping at Target.com. How smart. Blank check required. Some restrictions apply. See program rules in store for details.
Experts at West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins always offer free appraisals, and they'll pay you more money.
State Farm Traffic Center. We are still seeing pretty heavy volume southbound 405 from 522 stop and go all the way down through Kirkland. Northbound 405 through the S-curves is slow. So is northbound I-5 from the middle of the Boeing Field to the Convention Center. Also going to see crowding, at least pretty heavy crowding, the westbound direction of I-90 from the midspan out to I-5. Looks like Everett to Seattle has improved a lot. That one's going to take you about 42 minutes. Coming up at 8:15 on the Bob Rivers Show, our friend comedian Billy Gardell, starring in the hit TV show Mike and Molly.
Do you have an old secondary refrigerator or freezer in your basement or garage? They'll pick it up for free, recycle the parts, and give you a $30 rebate. For more information, go to seattle.gov/refrigerator.
You're listening to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Is that how you say it?
Uh-huh.
Or M infinity 3 or M83 times? Or
no,
I never
you had
know.
It right the first time.
Right, M83.
Yeah.
Jody requested that. It's sort of very reminiscent of bands like the Eurythmics, and they're a hit band out now.
Yeah, yeah, from France, and obviously a lot of DJ component, but it's if you listen to it, it makes you want to run or hike or be outside or have a barbecue, or it's just great music.
And we're going to do news in just a sec. For those of you who just tuned in, Billy Gardell was very nice in the interview. A great interview with Billy. He's always really genuine and revealing about his real feelings when he comes on the show. Talked to him about losing weight. I don't know if you found that inspiring.
Yeah, and he told me what I knew already. 2 days a week just isn't enough. I mean, he's gone from 3 to 5, and that's what I've got to do. I've got to take 2 days off instead of 2 days on.
Is that what you heard him say? Because I heard him say, quit putting garbage in my mouth when I listened to him.
Joe doesn't put garbage in his mouth.
Okay.
I don't put a lot of garbage in my mouth. I
think you don't see Joe all day, by the way. You see what he eats in front of people.
I think he eats a lot of healthy food and some crap.
That's actually a Snickers bar wrapped in a thin banana slice.
No, this is a make us think.
No, yeah.
I think Joe does what I used to do as an addict.
You think he binge eats in private?
Really good for most of the day, and then...
I've earned a couple minutes of sin.
Party light comes on.
That's what Billy said, you know.
I know.
You say if you exercise and you need anything you want, you can, but you stay the same. And that's what I've done now. I've gotten more muscular, but I've stayed the same weight-wise.
And you don't want that. You want to see some reward.
Yeah, I want to lose some. And it's
wants to see something, all right.
Oh, his feet?
No.
Not his feet.
Oh, I see.
But keep going.
Yeah.
You'll figure it out. When's the last time you saw it? Without a mirror.
I see it all the time.
Without a mirror.
Oh, I could look right down there.
Which Bush was president? Okay, whatever.
All right. It's official, by the way. The Hobbit will be 3 movies, not just 2.
I don't know. How do you do that?
Well, I have 2 feelings about this. One is, I remember Spike, when The Lord of the Rings came out, the trilogy, said, how do you cut out, Beorn?
Oh, Beorn the Bursker.
And how do you cut out all you could
all
know?
All the stuff that you have to get the story told.
All the stuff that was missing to keep that to only 3 movies. So the way Peter Jackson explains it is they're so pleased with the way the story of The Hobbit is coming together, the strength of the characters and the cast, that they said, wow, if we make it 3 movies... we could really tell the whole story. If we make it 2 movies, we have to edit out parts of the story to fit it into 2. So
then I'm happy.
All right, but the reason I'm unhappy, I think, is the same as you. It's like, oh yeah, really? 1 book, and you're going to drag it out into 3 Christmas release movies that I have to wait a year to see the next installment.
Texter's mad. Peter Jackson's a butthead. He should stick to the book like he did with the actual trilogy.
Well, he didn't stick to the book. He changed a whole bunch of things. Steven Tyler's daughter character was entirely changed.
That was so overwritten into the movie. And
I love Arwen.
I know. Well, that's why they did it. You would be dragged to the movie.
I like
her. Yeah. In The Hobbit, you know, they're expanding Cate Blanchett's role of Galadriel. She's in The Hobbit movie, which she was never in the book.
Cate Blanchett rules, though.
Well, that's fine, and I get why you want big stars in your movies, but that's how you make it 3 different movies.
They need something for girls. Great battle scenes will not bring Jody to them. Oh, did you see the armor on that warrior?
The Battle of 5 Armies. How can you
put some armor on Cate Blanchett and have her put on some mascara, and now we're talking.
I'm in.
So that's why. And it makes perfect sense.
I saw a trailer for it this last week. I was at the theater and saw a trailer for The Hobbit, and it's mind-blowing.
It's exciting, isn't it?
I mean, it's mind-blowing.
Yeah. Okay. So there will be one out this fall?
Christmas, right? It's a week of Christmas.
Is it come out right after
Christmas? Yeah, I think it's like the 12th or 15th of December or something.
Okay, there'll be one out this year, next year, and the year after. The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey, hits theaters December 14th. There it is listed. Second one, There and Back Again, a year later, December 13th, 2013. They'll be doing some additional filming next year for this 3rd movie. And they're bringing in, you're right, they're adding to the story. They're bringing in related material and stuff from the appendices, the appendix.
Yeah, you know,
the appendix.
Yeah.
Even in a human being is something you can live without.
Except that, you know, Tolkien was the guy who wrote The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. He was a British English professor. I mean, the guy was beyond brilliant.
Yeah.
He created entire languages. He created entire Bibles, backstories, and foreshadowing for all this stuff. I mean, he wrote relentlessly for 40 years.
You know what would be really cool? I will buy, first of all, it's like an iPhone. I will buy whatever they put out each time they released a new
special
director's cut
edition,
or thing. I think they should put out The Lord of the Rings in Elven with English subtitles. And then in Orc.
Yeah, in Orc. Elven would be awesome. Subtitles. That'd be great.
The whole thing would be spoken in Orc, like Gandalf would go.
You would not be the only one who bought that.
I know.
You bet.
So if you haven't seen Lord of the Rings, this would be a good time probably to start thinking about it.
It's
so,
the prequel. Yeah.
Right.
So you did not see any of the Lord of the Rings.
I started one and fell asleep, and I never got the chance to go back.
You never read the books as a kid?
Never read the books either.
Wow.
So I'm unversed.
You must have been baked. If you could fall asleep during Gandalf's fireworks, that's pretty hard to do.
I know. I need to get on that, and I think my daughter would like that.
No, if you were baked, you would continue watching it. It's great when you're
Joe
baked.
Falls asleep.
There's a level of bake Joe can get to that none of us could tolerate.
You just get a little baked.
Big tub of popcorn.
It's all hypothetical, of course.
All right. It's 8:46 in the news today. Here's Jody.
Oh, thank you very much. Brought to you by QFC. Let's talk about big time losses. BP investors will be very upset hearing that over the three-month period that ended June 30th, as the company had already been lacking performance-wise, BP reported a loss of $1.4 billion. How did that happen? Gas makes money. Well, BP's chalking the loss up to a delayed Alaska project, U.S. taking advantage of its shale gas assets, and $4.8 billion in write-downs on some of their refineries. Big-time losses for BP. To Syria, where rebels attempt to hold their ground as the government's military forces step up efforts to get them out of the city of Aleppo. Opposition fighters have vowed to turn the largest city and commercial center into the regime's grave. That is a quote. Government declared its forces have recaptured southwest Aleppo's Salahuddin district, and rebels are denying it. Heavy machine gun fighting heard coming from helicopters today and yesterday. To India, where half of the country is still without power 2 days after their northern, then eastern electrical grid collapsed. Blackout is one of the world's biggest ever, and it's left 600 million people in the dark and in the heat. The eastern grid went down one day after the northern grid, sparking discussion over what's up with the infrastructure, and is it way too outdated, and what the government needs to do to be able to feed the country's need for all of the energy that they obviously do not have. New Delhi's metro system, which serves 1.8 million people daily, and traffic have stalled. Hey, Eric, where are we going again?
I believe it's New Delhi.
Awesome! Yeah. Commuters and drivers are stranded.
May I say something, though?
Yes.
This is something, remember we did a whole break last hour about how we in America take electricity for granted?
Yes.
This is a perfect illustration of that. Mm-hmm. I've not been on any World Vision trip. Heck, I've not even been on a vacation to a Caribbean island, usually, where there isn't some interruption in electricity, mm-hmm. because electricity is a finite thing, and when the system gets overloaded, especially when it's a ball of wires strung through the street.
You remember the pirated electricals we saw in Bangladesh?
Yeah.
There's a power pole with about 300 little lines literally tied to it by hand, wire twisted,
right,
running to different apartments and homes.
Right.
Or pirating electricity. That's the standard of how people get power.
That's how they get it in the slums.
And ours goes down for 2 minutes, and we call Comcast and complain.
That's right. Well, we stayed in a rooming house in the city that had a backup generator. And so I just imagined what it was like for other people. That was probably the nicest place we've ever stayed, by the way, on any World Vision trip. And the power would go down 6-8 times a day.
That's upsetting. I love power.
Yes, you do.
I really do.
Yeah. Power and garbage collection right there.
Big on all that.
Yeah. You got to hand it to the Indian people, though. What a well-behaved bunch of people. I mean, we're talking, it would be like the power going out in the United States, Canada, and Mexico all combined. That's how many people are without power now. Imagine if that happened. Do you think we would be that well-behaved? I haven't read anything about any
looting
or unrest at all.
Is that maybe because there's nothing to loot?
I don't know.
Going down?
I
mean,
there aren't that many people on Twitter, actually. But we'll see. Eric, what do you think?
Well, I actually am surprised. Joe, I think you have a good point, because in India, there are some rich people, and there are shops that cater to rich people. And I am surprised that because the security systems are down, you'd think that people wouldn't be.
In lots of cultures, that would happen. Interesting. Yes.
Yeah.
Brought to you by QFC. Back to Colorado, where prosecutors are covering all their bases. We mentioned this at the end of the show yesterday. I want to bring it up again. Yesterday, prosecutors filed two sets of first-degree murder charges against the Aurora, Colorado shooter, James Holmes, two for each of the 12 deaths that the 24-year-old is responsible for. Now, this is to make sure that the jury has two separate avenues to get to a death penalty sentence, should Holmes's lawyers successfully argue an insanity defense. Two sets of charges are murder with deliberation, which is like premeditated murder, and the other one is killing with extreme indifference to the value of human life, which is the one for the insanity argument. Peru has become the top producer of pure cocaine in the world. Sorry, Colombia, you're number two now. Output fell by an estimated 25% 1 year over there, this according to a White House report.
When we're counting the output, can we just cuff them at that time?
Just here to count. You know who had this?
Just a census taker, Yeah. That's all private information.
Those white sacks, what is
it? Militaristic bandito, what is your name, please?
This actually was put out, this information, by the drug czar, whose name is pretty familiar, Gil Kerlikowske.
Oh, yeah.
Director of the Office of National Drug Control Policy, said yesterday that potential cocaine production in Colombia was down by 72% since 2001. They're actually not even second. They're third.
Behind?
So, behind Bolivia, and in addition to new number one,
Peru.
Peru.
And Peru was the old school. They were number one for years. I mean, back in the Saturday Night Fever days.
How do you know this?
Well, they were tracking it back then. Wow. And Peruvian flake cocaine was what made cocaine famous in this country.
Actually, they say that because there's more drug tests going on in America, that's half the reason why Colombian production is down.
Wow.
Let's talk about iPhones and mini iPads. Fall is coming, and that is when you will see the new iPhone, iPhone 5, September 12th, according to a source. The news was reported earlier by a website called iMore, which said that the company is planning a September 21st release date for its new iPhone. iMore also reported that the iPad mini and new iPad Nano will be announced on September 12th,
right,
but couldn't confirm release dates for either of those.
This is a great strategy by Apple, by the way. And one of the things they are willing to do that hardly any company is willing to do, and I would give our company credit for being willing to do this, is attack themselves. They attack their own business model. When Apple released the iPhone, they made it an iPod killer. When they released the iPad, it was a laptop killer. Now, plenty of people still needed iPods or laptops, but they were essentially attacking their own market with a superior product. The iPad mini is for all of you frustrated with your phone trying to look at that tiny type.
I hate that.
And websites don't come up on it. I mean, it's
an iPhone. I got to fish around a website to find out what I'm looking for.
It's very useful and certainly compact, but many iPhone users will want an iPad mini. And many iPad people who'd like an iPad but can't afford it will buy the iPad mini, too. So they've figured out a way to come up with a new product in a new space. Yes, Eric?
They've got to call it the mini pad. I'm sorry.
They don't have to contractually.
Yeah.
Was that a joke?
He's new.
I'm sorry, did not identify
that.
Hold on.
Hold on. He's
do it again, Eric.
He's trying.
Look at him. He's all red. Look at him.
Hey, hey, Eric.
Hey.
Billy Gardell just called. He's going to give you 3 minutes before Andrew comes
on. Hey. Come on. Give the kid a break.
Pedro's going to break his fingers.
I'm not giving him a break. He's got to drive around in his car for a year and a half making no money.
Look at Pedro pressing all his buttons at once. He can't even believe what just happened.
Yeah, I giggled. I thought it was
trying up.
By the way,
I love it when Eric turns around.
Those are the kind of jokes that are like pennies. We see them on the sidewalk. We just walk over them.
He has a dribbler back to the pitcher, but he's up there swinging.
Nah, actually, it was funny, Eric. I just love how everybody looked at you. And like, that's the last thing. That's the last thing we would ever expect Eric to say. It's
welcome.
Like it's like he's getting a taste of fame out on stage playing the bass.
Yeah.
And now he wants to, you know.
He's getting crazy, breaking
out. I can't wait to hear his Nixon impression. Because that's where everybody starts.
I am not a crook.
We'll speak perfectly clear.
Yeah, see? It's fun. Go, no, baby. Enjoy. You're amongst friends. We'll catch you. Sort of. and bounce you off the ground.
Well, we have to have an Olympics report, so I want to get to that. But I do want to mention one more thing, since power has been a topic of this morning. A project to convert the tiny island nation of Tokelau to all solar power is nearing fruition. This is a huge first, and you'll want to talk about this more later when I give you this article. They're working now to finish the first of three major panel arrays, and once activated, these installations will provide more than 90% of the power used by the island's 1,700 residents. I know it's not a lot of people, but this is a first. Tokelau is a remote nation northeast of New Zealand, and people can get there by boat. The electricity needs are modest, of course, but they've been doing it with diesel fuel in generators.
That's
like
awful.
Old school, yeah. And so the transportation of the 2,000 barrels of fuel was costing them, and it was ridiculous. So the whole island is pretty much going to be solar powered.
Wow.
Well,
yeah.
When you think about this story, like, how hasn't this happened decades ago?
Yeah.
You're an island nation.
You're an island.
Every roof in the country ought to be made of solar panels.
I'll tell you something. What's the richest country in the world?
Dubai.
All right, what's maybe used to be the richest country and is still a great country in
Georgia? Go America!
Okay, yeah.
Georgia? America!
You're right, Dubai. Like Hawaii?
Right.
Same thing, it's diesel. All the electricity is diesel.
How can every roof in Hawaii not be a solar panel?
I mean, because if you try to legislate and help solar panel companies, some of them will fail and you'll look bad.
No way.
Yeah.
That would never happen.
The fact is, something is a good idea doesn't mean the business model has evolved for it yet. It's like when I saw the first flat screen LCD TV, it was $30,000. For a 30-inch television. Seriously, $1,000 an inch. What's worth $1,000 an inch, Joe? Anything to you?
She works at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas.
Yeah. And it took a long time before they were... you could get one for $200 now.
Right. Well, then this country of... where is it?
Tokelau, right Tokelau, near New Zealand.
Good for them.
Maybe it's socialism. They're making it happen, and sometimes that's a good investment, sometimes it's not. Eric.
Well, speaking of Tokelau and investments, the population is 1,411 for the entire island. Per capita income, only $1,035 per year. Yeah.
Right. So it's wonderful. They probably got a deal. They put a Costco in there, and the solar panels are really cheap.
A lot of pineapple, real cheap.
Yeah.
When news comes back to me, we're going to throw it over to Spike for a detailed Olympic report.
You're listening to The Bob River Show.
On 95.7.
KJR.
From the State Farm Traffic Center, we do have an incident I-90 westbound, just west of East Mercer Way. There's an incident there partially blocking the ramp. It looks like we do also have pretty heavy traffic still northbound 405 through the S-curves. Southbound 405 from the Kings Nahomish line all the way through Kirkland. Northbound I-5 is pretty backed up from the Michigan curve up to the Convention Center as well. And Everett to Seattle continues to improve. It's already down to about a 35-minute commute.
Most families who switch to USAA Auto Insurance stay with USAA Auto Insurance. Begin your legacy. Get a quote. Visit USAA.com/insurance or call 1-800-227-8722. That's 1-800-227-USAA.
Tonight at the Olympics, reigning world champion Jordan Weaver leads Team USA toward gold in gymnastics. Then, Michael Phelps continues his chase toward history as he races for gold. The London Olympic Games, tonight in primetime, 8, 7 Central on NBC.
Tonight starting at 8 p.m. only on King 5, the home team.
This is a story of freedom and loyalty and doggy treats.
Pemco Insurance presents Northwest Profile number 23, Marymore Off-Leash Dog Lady.
You can spot this east side dog walker on her way to Marymore Park. Off-leash pup paradise. Leash coiled in one hand, double tall latte on the other, sharing vicariously on the pleasure of her four-legged friend as he runs free. Free as the wind. Except the wind doesn't sniff and lick quite so much. And she'll defend the rights of her canine cohabitator till the end. After all, he's always there, listening attentively. That's a good, 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 good boy. Who's a pretty boy? Where'd you get that ball? Who wants some love? Mary Moore, off-leash lady, you're one of us. And we don't roll over when it comes to what we believe in either. We put customers first. And that's the kind of loyalty that our Northwest policyholders deserve. Call 1-800-GO-PEMCO, see your local PEMCO agent, or visit PEMCO.com. PEMCO, we're a lot like you, a little different. PEMCO Mutual Insurance Company, Seattle, Washington.
They're back, cocked and loaded. Friday, September 21st, 7 p.m. at the Deepwater Amphitheater at Mill Bay Casino, located on Lake Chelan in Manson, Washington.
38 Special, a rockin' legacy that spans over three decades. 38 Special.
Tickets are on sale now at the casino box office, charge by phone or online at CaldwellCasinos.com.
If you haven't treated yourself to wild Alaskan salmon this summer, there's still time. In fact, the freshest and most flavorful Alaskan salmon of the year is arriving right now at your neighborhood QFC. Whether you broil it in the oven or grill it on a cedar plank for that extra smoky goodness, this is some of the best salmon you'll ever try. And right now, we're able to offer it at an exceptional price. You can pick up wild-caught Alaska sockeye salmon fillets for only $9.99 a pound this week at QFC. Also this week, be sure to stop by Produce for a great selection of local favorites hitting the peak of the season, including extra-large Northwest red cherries, on sale for only $1.99 a pound. Visit QFC.com for more weekly specials, plus recipes, digital coupons, and more. All prices with Advantage Card. QFC, you know it's going to be good.
Also at QFC, we've lowered prices even further in our produce department. You can count on the same quality and freshness at an even better price now at QFC.
Gargantuan Broadband, how may I assist you today?
Yeah, looking at your website, what's the difference between the Excelsior Broadband and the Excalibur Broadband?
Well, sir, both represent our continued commitment to promising customers the absolute utmost of everything under the sun without actually lifting a finger to tangibly offer anything whatsoever.
But
have I exceeded your expectations today?
Not really, no.
Some broadband service companies go a little overboard with flowery talk and promises. At Wave Broadband, we won't pretend we're your new best friend, but we will give you great cable, phone, and internet service at a better value.
Would you like to take a 5-minute survey to tell us how great we are?
I think I'll call Wave instead.
Fact is, with 50 meg high-speed internet, more HD, and on-demand, we're attracting a lot of new friends ourselves. Wave was just named National Independent Operator of the Year. Check us out at wavebroadband.com. Wave, because you don't need a new best friend. You need a friend in broadband. WaveBroadband.com. Serviceable areas only.
Know what's better than saving money on your car insurance with GEICO? Saving money on your car insurance and your homeowner's insurance at the same time. It's like pie and chips. Two things you want, but even better together. In fact, GEICO gives you a multi-policy discount for insuring both your car and home together. It's like pie and chips. Can't have pie and cauliflower. Pie and gummy worms. Ah, that one made me lose my appetite a bit.
To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local Geico office.
Taking a family of five to the amusement park can cost a small fortune.
Oh, yeah. So to save some money, we thought, hey, let's bring the amusement park to us.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. Step right up. Step right up, young man. Are you ready to ride the Wacky Waterfall?
That's just the bathtub with the shower head running.
Nope, it's the Wacky Waterfall.
It's the shower, Dad.
Waterfall.
Wacky.
There's an easier way to save. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local Geico office.
Rock and roll returns to the Emerald Queen Casino.
I'm burning for you.
Friday night, August 3rd, with Blue Oyster Cult. One night only. Classic hits from Blue Oyster Cult. Tickets at Ticketmaster or the Emerald Queen Casino. Take exit 135 in Tacoma. Rock and roll lives with Blue Oyster Cult. Friday night, August 3rd at the Emerald Queen Casino. The entertainment capital of the Northwest.
State Farm Traffic Center, we are seeing heavier volumes northbound 405 through the S-curve. Southbound 405 busy from the Kingston Homish Line all the way through Kirkland, while northbound I-5 is backed up from the Michigan curve to the Convention Center. Also seeing a little bit of a slow go southbound I-5 as you make your way towards 520, that Everett to Seattle commute, down to about 34 minutes, but just a little bit slow there as you approach 520. Coming up at 9:15 on the Bob River Show, the founder of Mars One, which is working to establish a permanent human settlement on Mars in 2023.
It's a great way to save even more this week at your neighborhood Fred Meyer. Visit FredMeyer.com to reveal and print your mystery discount. Up to 25% off apparel, shoes, and accessories. Save time, money, and gas at Fred Meyer. What's on your list today?